Hello, my angels and angels. Thank you for tuning in to the Afternoon Delight with me, your host, of course, Smooth Spirit. I think I'm going to start calling myself Smooth Spirit instead of my real name. or just Spirit. I like that. Spirit. Rings a bell. Okay, like that said, I hope you guys are having a beautiful afternoon. I am outside, as y'all already know. I always do my afternoon delights outside. Why? It's because it's so refreshing and so beautiful, and sometimes you have to get into your element so that you can, just talk about everyday life. So without further ado, let's get into it. Okay, so I don't know if y'all heard the topic already that's been going on about... What is it? I'm gonna pull y'all in on some news about it's this person named Nicole. I think her name is Nicole. And if y'all haven't seen it already, all over social media, we're more so the Shade Room, okay? She was found like taking pictures with her friend's husband, and they were on vacation. And it wasn't a friendly vacation. And the thing is, Lisa Ray, if y'all don't know who Lisa Ray is, she starred in The Players Club and did even more phenomenal jobs everywhere else. But she was diamond. So she commented on there, she's like, you did it to her too. So the person that they're talking about is the girl off of Waiting to Exhale. She was the one that was with Leon. I don't know if you guys remember how she talked about how she loved this guy and then had a miscarriage. Like that one. The one that was with the big guy. Okay, so she married this great, I think he's a director, and they're together now. Well, you know, after times you have babies and, you know, your body does different things to you. So what happened was they try to say that because she quote unquote let herself go, that, you know, that's why he's seen with another female that is skinny. Because if y'all notice, Nicole is, if y'all don't know who that is, that's Eddie Murphy's baby mama. If you don't know, honestly, you just go to the Shade Room. You can see everything that goes on in the Shade Room. But I'm actually pulling up everything now so I could like be more fluent with what the names are, because I'm gonna be honest with you, I don't really care about, you know, their names. It's just the principle of this whole story, you know. Like I'm gonna get a point as soon as I say stuff correctly, because I don't want to put anything wrong in this, you know, in this thing. But yeah, Nicole Murphy, she was seen with her friends. Mind you, they're friends. It's not like she didn't know that he was married. She knew he was married because that was her friend, who she considered her best friend. The director, Antoine Fuga, I think. And I think that's how you spell his name. But he's married to... Give me one second. Let me see. Leela. Okay. And Leela played on Waiting to Exhale. And if you haven't watched that movie, go watch it. I love it. It's a classic. Okay. She's trying to say that it was a friendly kiss. Honey, ain't nothing friendly about that kiss. If y'all keep kissing all the time, that's a very close friendly kiss if you ask me. But honestly, unfortunately, things just went left. Now here's the thing that I'm trying to boil down to. This is the point that I had to do an afternoon delight about this subject, because I get both sides of the story, not hers. But it was a post on there saying, ladies, if you let yourself go, don't get mad if you see, like, you know, your other or your significant other be with somebody that's the opposite, the polar opposite of what you're doing. And why I can't get mad at that is because of this. Let's just be honest. This day and age, that is exactly what's going on. I don't give, I don't, oh, let me watch my tone. I don't care if they are 40 or 14, you know, and it's like, it's true. If we as women, we go through stuff with our bodies every day. Even for me, when I was younger, coming up to at least 20 years old, I was always 123 or 136. When I got pregnant with my first child, I bumped up to like 150. And even then I felt like, oh my God, I am so fat. Like I kept thinking I was so fat because I wasn't used to being that big. But then on top of that, I got pregnant with my second child and then I got on birth control and that was my kryptonite. Because Jesus, oh Lord, I blew up. Okay, I'm talking about I came from 165 to 230. So your body changes a lot when you have children, when you sacrifice your career, or when you sacrifice yourself for somebody else. So when that happens, I feel like as a husband, or even, well, we don't know their story. So it's not, we can't say that he didn't say, hey, babe, I'll work out with you. Hey, let's just do this. And we don't know if she's like, hey, I'm comfortable. I don't know what you, I don't want to do that. You know, so we don't know. We only see a picture, and the picture shows that a married man is going around kissing on people's friends. That's the topic that I'm just frustrated with, because everybody's giving the backlash to Nicole. Yes, Nicole is wrong, because if that's your friend and you're messing with your friend's husband, that's a ass whooping on sight. Excuse my language, but that's an ass whooping, okay? But not only that, can we like seriously bash the husband too? You knew better. You knew better. Come on. So I just get so tongue-tied with this case because it's like, okay, Nicole is wrong. No matter how we put it there, Miss Murphy is wrong, okay? She had no business messing with a married man. And out of all the married men in the world, you want to mess with your friend's married man. Knowing that he's a married man, you know? And now she's embarrassed and stuff. Girl, ooh, you couldn't pay me. But I also get the side of, no matter if she's big, small, you chose to switch out the eyes for us. I keep saying that. So with that being said, when shit goes down, you're supposed to be there with your significant other. Y'all have 20 years of marriage, the source of Lisa Ray says. So that is a lot of years. Throughout those years, you could have been uplifting her, making her feel beautiful, getting her to go out if you wanted somebody with a chiseling body. Get her to do that. Like, and not forcefully, just make her feel comfortable enough to be like, okay, babe, when we go into our next workout session? Woo! Like, I'm ready. Like, you have to get a woman feeling beautiful again. But when you're chiseling, your body is fit, you over here doing what you're doing, and you're over here looking at their friend, it's like, who are you? That just makes me feel like men doesn't really think before they do things. Because I'm pretty sure right now he's begging and pleading, babe, no, please. It wasn't nothing. It wasn't nothing like that. Man, it's like four pictures of y'all kissing. Where are the rest of the family at? If this is a family gathering, where's the rest of the family? Where? Because it isn't one. Y'all got caught on vacation kissing each other and you thought you wouldn't get out to the press. But baby, press is everywhere. Y'all better listen to Cardi. But it makes me want to ask you guys, like, what is your definition of, you know, a marriage? And what do you feel like is right? What do you feel like was wrong? Like, I honestly want to know, what do you feel like is right? Because at the end of the day, we have to sit here and take ownership to what we do every day. I know for me, I try to take ownership as much as possible when I am wrong, because everybody has that side that they do not want to take ownership. I don't know, not one person, when something goes down, they like, yeah, it's all me. Unless you're just a narcissist and you want the person to feel bad, so they're gonna start switching it up and make it seem like it's your, yeah, no, mm-mm. it's hard for people to accept that they are the problem. But here's the beauty of it. Honestly, it is. Here's the beauty of it. You can accept that you did wrong. You know what I'm saying? You can accept that. But you can also accept that you could change things. But if you don't do that, then what's the use? Seriously, what's the use? But I wanted to do my afternoon delight of that. I'm actually going to a gathering of thoughts. I think Sunday. I'm excited because I'm going to be with people that has probably similar like minds to mine or different, but it's unique. So I'm hoping that I can go there and meet new people and also hear new things. So everybody have a beautiful afternoon. Be delightful. And as always, peace and prosperity. Love you guys. Peace.